Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, the premier actual-play podcast for news and entertainment lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. We are doing a little more Salvage Union prep because Grint has gone off to scout the Wild Wasteland and he has unfortunately gone out of communication range. So he will not be playing with us tonight. Instead, it's the rest of us. We're just going to chill for a bit and play a lovely, heartfelt, cozy game called Drink My Sweat by Dora Rogers. It is a modified zine based on a previous game, I think called something Slumber Party. I don't remember. It was originally intended for a Slumber Party game, and now it's a game that's about women fighting each other to feel things.
Funny how that happens.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you put a brick in the pillowcase. My name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. I will be the facilitator, and some of you may remember me from that time I hosted Girl Fights in Over Under. Once again, I'm hosting Girl Fights in a far future setting, so I hope you all enjoy it, Over Under fans. In alphabetical Discord order, I'll be introducing the players by their actual names right now, starting with B. Hello, B.
Hi, hello. This is Bastion, pronouns she, they, playing, I don't know what I'm playing this time, former prisoner, probably. Someone's actually been on the crawler for a while.
Fair enough. How are you doing tonight, Bastion?
Doing okay. I don't know. I've been looking forward to this campaign for so long that this is I'm antsy and I don't want to hit the ground running yet. But
I know one last sleep till Christmas. You know.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We also have Lavender. Hello, Lavender.
Hi. Hello. My name is Lavender. Pronouns fae fair. I also don't have a character name yet, so I'm just here.
Fair enough. How are you doing, Lavender?
I am doing okay. I've had a week off work. I ain't done jack or shit.
God bless. Just take it easy, hell yeah.
Yeah, it is a recovery week.
Ooh, hell yeah. Medically enforced, that's always great. And last but certainly not least, we have Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hi, this is Sophie. She, her. Playing. I totally have a character name. It's Janlet.
All right, Janlet.
Yes.
We're holding you to that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very cool. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Ready to punch women.
It's not always punching. There is some punching. So
it's good form to be ready to do that, though.
Yes. So we're going to talk safety first. We have our own safety tools at the table. We all generally know what each other is comfortable with. This is definitely a game about metaphors, but also the metaphors are not metaphors. So we're going to talk about severity, and we're going to talk about texture, how severe / how bad we'll let the violence get in our game, what the most common injuries are, and what the worst injuries are. I kind of want to get ahead of it and say the thing that I enjoy the most whenever I play this game, which is broadly moderate severity, you know, black eyes, swollen lips, bruises, cuts and scrapes, maybe like a broken nose or something that like draws a good amount of blood, injuries, but with no permanent consequences. But I do kind of like, you know, somebody getting hit so hard that they're just knocked out for a second.
Yeah, something short of broken large bones.
I'm also going to probably put the kibosh on like broken fingers and toes.
Sure.
Like, maybe you hit somebody so hard you really just gotta, like, shake out your hand and put some ice on it, but maybe after the fact, like, you know, you have to put your hand.
I wouldn't mind something getting popped out of joint, but yeah.
All right. How do the others feel about dislocations?
Don't mind that.
As a maximum, I mean, you know.
Sure. Go ahead, Sophie.
We'll say, how do you feel about, like, teeth, I guess? Like, it's like, you could argue that it's, in some ways it's higher, in some ways it's lower than that, so.
Like damage to or damage with?
Damage to is what I'm thinking of, but.
Oh, I don't mind chips. I don't know about.
No, chips wig me out. Like, actually physically damage to teeth wigs me out. Can we do with, like, teeth, the less we say, and you fill in whatever details if you have to, like, at worst, maybe spit out a tooth, but, like, a broken tooth gives me,
You know, that's fair. I've seen a broken tooth. Teeth. Oh, jeez, hon. Sorry.
I've also had broken teeth.
I broke my tooth eating candy corn once.
No,
that's why I don't eat candy corn anymore.
Oh no, that's horrible.
Yeah, I've got a.
How
I've
did
got
it
a,
do that to you?
I don't know. I've got a crown on that tooth.
So I broke my teeth.
No, go ahead.
That's it. I broke my teeth at the beginning of a Boy Scout camping trip, so it was a bit before I could get those fixed.
Oh God. Yep.
God damn you, more expensive optional bones.
Yes.
Also, eye stuff, I'm going to say no on the
eye stuff. Oh, sure, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, black eye, yes, but actual damage to the eye.
Yes.
Nah. What was the other? Black eye, fine. Anything beyond that, I would prefer to skip.
Sure. There was something else that got mentioned that's probably worth addressing.
The book says nails.
Oh, yeah. I don't really... Maybe chipping a nail, like
I don't want to, like,
ripping out nails. No,
yeah,
breaking a nail. I get that. That fucking happens to me. I hate how sometimes when you're on HRT, you realize all those fucking jokes made by hack male writers actually have a basis in reality. Breaking my nails is breaking one of them. I did not start breaking my nails before I started HRT.
Yeah.
But also, they're not very, like, visible. It's... Whatever.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just along those lines, but, like, getting dragged across the floor and having to try to cling on with your nails is extremely... I don't think that would probably come up here.
No, but that's a good...
Too much, but it just doesn't need to be in super big detail.
No, that's perfectly fine. That's a reasonable thing to say. Like, if somebody's dragging you across the floor, you say, I try to hold on, but you don't be like, I dig my fingers in. And...
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's perfectly
fine. I know that's kind of particular.
No. It's fine to be particular. It's good to get this shit up front. All right, texture. How closely and how much detail do we show the impact of violence? Low texture, acknowledge injury, but don't really describe it in detail. Medium texture, we get specific about injury and go into a little bit of detail. And high texture, relish descriptions of injury and get lavish detail, gnarly and fluidy.
I would say medium texture just because I don't know if I can bust out a real flowery description of an injury on the fly necessarily.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I may go a little into high texture depending, but I don't think it'll be like I've got the perfect comparison. You know the discombobulate scene in Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
I think that's as far as I'll go.
Can I share a personal injury story and ask where it is on here?
Yeah. How do you, is everybody else?
Think it's medium.
Go for it.
What got injured?
I scraped my knee.
Okay.
Through jeans.
Ooh.
And the scab got denim in it and was blue.
Yeah, all right. I think that's pretty medium.
Okay. Like, it's weird, but it's not.
No, you were drawing.
It's a question of where it falls on the report.
You were drawing attention to a notable detail of the injury. You're not lingering on having to, you know, like pick denim out of your scab.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I didn't have to do, by the way.
No, it's a scab. It just come off. All right, cool. Set up, and we're all on the same page about safety. It's time to make some decisions about Fight Club. This is a fight club for queer women. Do not get too bothered what queer means or what woman means. If someone thinks they belong, they belong. So just keep that in mind. Also, trans women are women, but also we all fucking knew that playing this fucking game.
Statistically, yeah.
All right. So we know what kind of community the Fight Club draws from. We are all people who are on the Blue Bottle, which is a crawler that now exists on this unnamed landmass.
We sure as hell don't know what it's called. I've been there for very long.
Sorry, Sophie, you're right.
That's what I figured, is that we're sort of... Oh, sorry.
No, I don't think it was. Sorry.
Yeah, fair enough. Where do we meet?
I don't want to say out on the deck, because there's probably, like, debris if you're too close to the side.
Maybe the storage bay, like, back behind the boxes or whatever.
Ooh, yeah, like, there's shelves and storage bins moved aside, so there's, like, a permanent arena.
Oh, so this is, like, that's neat. I kind of dig that. That's, like, a permanent fixture.
Yeah. It's kept clean. They don't do work in it. Maybe if there's an emergency, they can move the shelves. It's all stuff that can be, like, moved in an emergency. But, I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Cool means. What was the Fight Club's original purpose? On some level, you just meet to fight because it feels good, but there was a catalyst to founding the club, even if it was never more than theoretical. So
everybody needed to learn how to fight.
Well, there's also a lot of prisoners. We may just have needed to blow off steam.
Oh, so you think this was like an a generational fight club?
Oh, like it came out of the prison. We weren't
It could have been.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah, we were just able to do it in a different environment now.
I have a slightly more specific idea, suggestion, actually. What if there was a fight club already and most of like the follow PCs, sort of like the core of the movement and whatever, are all too busy doing that shit. So only some people on like the outer orbit of the original group are around, but people have naturally moved in to fill the void without knowing.
Sure. I mean, that's not really particularly, I don't want to say no.
It's too complicated.
It's a little complicated from it being like a cultural tradition in the prison. You know, people got to learn self-defense. I guess maybe at some point they got involved in this sort of thing, but this is now like it's its own thing at this point. Yeah, like the old guard has moved on. We are the current inheritors of the tradition.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not like there's an old guard that are constantly in the fight club that are like the standard that everyone is held to. Sure. They're all watching on the sidelines if they care to watch at all.
Yeah. And when we left the prison, I think we got rid of like a lot of the rougher customers.
Yeah, so that's true.
Probably a little more standard, a little cleaner.
Yeah.
Like in terms of the fighting more so than the environment, I mean.
And the people that you'd be fighting with.
Yeah.
You kind of trust them a little more. to, you know, the extent that that, well, that's important, I think.
Sure. I agree. All right. Choose your fighter. Now that we know about Fight Club, it's time to meet our fighters. As you create your character, remember, everyone at the Fight Club is a safe person to have there. So do we want to hold off on names and pronouns, or do we want to go with those first?
I can hold off.
Pardon me? I'm gonna hold off.
Yeah. I have a rough character idea. I don't have any name ideas.
Sure. That's cool. Let me take a look at the thing real quick. Describe them and what they wear to Fight Club in a few sentences. Pick details that communicate something about this person. Do they have their own dedicated athletic gear or not? Do they have money to spend on quality athleisure, or do they just have to improvise? What kind of judgments does this person face outside of their space about their body? And I guess also probably a good thing would be like what this person does on the crawler.
Oh yeah, like what department we're all from. Mm-hmm. Individually, I mean, not, we don't all necessarily have to be in the same department, but presumably we all have some role. Are we using the old uniforms as like exercise gear? Have we gotten rid of all of them? Can we replace them with anything? Like, do we have the material to make our own clothes at this point?
I'm gonna err on the side of like, if we kept the jumpsuits around from being prisoners, maybe we like recycled the cloth, or at the very least we took a whole bunch of like materials and other stuff from the prison to make our own shit.
Yo, sure. Like, how thoroughly did we get to recycle them? Like, could we like fully reform the fabric and make stuff from scratch? Or is it just like seamstress stuff?
It's probably pretty I would say we don't have like matter converters for that.
Right.
We just have very talented we have very talented tailors.
Okay. All right.
That's my take.
Yeah, there's probably some like simple forms that you could get like teams of prisoners churning out pretty quickly. So
teams of crawler members.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're no longer a prison.
Yeah,
self-sufficient community.
Listen, I'm a little bit. I'm just Australian enough to keep making this mistake.
Okay. I thought Mewtwo taught you to not blame the circumstances of your birth, but fair enough.
Well, Char taught me to blame the circumstances of my birth, so.
I'm getting conflicted messages from anime.
Yeah. We need to put Char and Mewtwo together. Let them settle this.
They've never been seen in the room together. I think it's a Hannah Montana situation.
That's true. I've never seen Mewtwo wear a mask.
No, that's not Char true. He wears one in the movie.
He does. Char.
Yeah. No, Char's been seen in Mewtwo. He attacked Mewtwo because he wouldn't listen to Ash because he was overleveled.
That's right. Oh, Jesus. All I know is my character fights in bra and panties. Like sports bra, boy shorts, maybe like sneakers.
Sure.
By day, probably wears... See, I am torn. I think I want to be from the crafting bay. Like, my job is, like, I help machine parts and shit.
Sure.
Yeah, let's be self-indulgent. Kind of like tall, shaved head. What else? Fights in sports bra and panties.
The NC expert.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, damn it. I mean, yes. Ooh, chest scar, like chest and arm scars from machine working. Missing a pinky.
From like accidents? Or, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Sure.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
I forget. Is one of the departments like the scouting department, or would that be really just our resident explorer that we get?
Yeah, no, there's not a, I don't think there's a dedicated scouting bay. It's just we have a wasteland explorer because we're an exploratory crawler. Yeah,
I think that's perfect. I think it's perfectly fine if Sextant has like assistance and Sextant operates out of the command bay.
You know, I feel like we would have scouts to like physically look ahead, or even if they're not doing it in like small flyers or something, maybe they are just like piloting, they're just drone jockeys. Ooh. And they're like swinging them ahead so that we have a level of awareness.
Sure.
Within, you know, mechanical constraints for the purposes of like, you know, the sensors and shit. I just mean,
so you'd be in the command bay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I feel like someone from there, I'd like to, someone who's kind of like, yeah, if they're in command bay, they're sort of a bridge bunny, actually.
That's fun.
I was actually thinking something similar, so.
Oh, shit, no.
No, you're fine.
You two can know each other and just blow off steam after work.
That's cool. What was your idea?
My idea was somebody in comms, like someone who would be communicating with the regular party when they're out in the field.
Hmm. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, bridge comms with the salvage pilots. But my thought was it was somebody who was in prison for political purposes and who's like trying, kind of has some sort of weird desire to sort of prove that she can stick up for herself.
Oh, cool. Does she know tourist?
Yeah, kind of.
That's perfect. Yeah, I think I would like probably someone who was either some kind of like captured specialist who already had like drone experience and naturally ended up in the position. Just kind of has a doesn't want to be squeamish, but also doesn't want to be complacent about like actual in-person violence.
I think those are good for like character motivations for why you joined the thing.
Yeah,
stick with physical details and like what they wear. Okay. Right now. No. You're thinking one step ahead. That's perfectly fine. Hold on to that.
Short, kind of, not like medium height, kind of gangly. Short buzzed hair. Kind of permanent. Head. Headpiece flattened in the hair, the divot. Ginger, yeah, ginger, really, really, really freckly ginger.
All right, cool. How about you, Lavender? You got more for your bridge bunny?
I'm going to say, hair bun, kind of on the short side. Wears glasses normally, but not while fighting. Probably sports bra and shorts while fighting.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Sports bra and shorts is...
Are we all doing
sports? It's also a good way to make sure that more clothes don't get ruined.
True. Are we all doing sports bra and shorts?
Yeah, I think so. We can all do sports bra and shorts.
Cool. The official uniform.
Are we going nothing below the belt or?
Oh, you mean like crotch shots?
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, is that a rule or?
I kind of want to say by default no crotch shots, but like you can opt in if you're into it.
Sure.
All right, Sophie, what do you got?
So right now I'm going to say she's has curly blonde hair, which she pulls back in a ponytail. She wears sportswear shorts, of course. She is short and somewhat slender, but she is starting to build muscle and gain weight. What was I say? I think she works in the mech bay.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Like, an engineer.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
I think she does I guess you would say like precision work that kind of needs some precision, work where maybe kind of like, kind of small dexterous hands would be useful.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Like the systems installation.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
All right. Decide what fear, insecurity, or stress of rage made them join the fight club. Be what you said, that you want to prove that you're not squeamish. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That's like a good source of insecurity. It's mine. Also, I'm going to put it back in. My character was a former petty thief who got arrested.
Were you in a fight club before?
Probably not.
I'm skipping ahead again. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sort of, but yeah.
Yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Why did I do this?
Sorry. Why are you doing this?
I think I'm insecure about my scars. And the damage that I've taken to my body. And it's some of it is like reclaiming ownership of who I am by getting hurt in a way that I can control.
Hmm.
Like she never replaced the pinky. She kind of just leaves that like hanging. And she never got the scars taken care of. Like they're at the point where they kind of could start to do something about that, but hasn't. And I don't know. I think it's like a mix of like frustration and like insecurity about her body.
Makes sense.
So mine might be, it might be similar, although I might actually be coming from the other way. So I see my character as someone who, faced a lot of pressure growing up, around her looks in general and kind of maintaining her looks, and specifically her hands, because I think she was a talented pianist growing up, so she faced a lot of kind of pressure to kind of
protect her hands.
Yep. So she wants to fuck up her body and specifically her hands. No.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Take control of her body, get hurt.
Yep.
As opposed to take control of her body, not get used to getting hurt. That makes sense.
Self-destruction, enthusiastic.
It'd be like that sometimes.
But yeah, no. My bridge pony, just doesn't want to be too distant about from physical violence and actual pain, and that maybe she's starting to worry that she was ending up, she could get too used to, you know, just seeing all the violence through a lens and get too distant.
Yeah, no, I get you. That makes a lot of sense. Cool. How about you, Lavender? How are you feeling?
I am overthinking this character. One second. Sorry. So what I am thinking now is, again, political prisoner. The thought I had was, like, she was a broadcaster who was tricked into transmitting sensitive information. Mm. I think she's here because somebody told her that, like, old thing, like, when you go to prison, you should find the biggest person and pick a fight with them so people know you're not supposed to be messed with. Yep. And that idea scared the shit out of her, but she's still thinking about it. So it's like now there's a more controlled environment where she can actually learn to scrap a little.
Sure. So when the day ever comes where she actually has to punch the biggest person in the room, she won't be scared.
Oh, so this isn't her taking that seriously and thinking this is how you'll find them?
That's good. All right. Describe which of the following options best describes your character. Feel free to embellish or add details. They will not affect your ability to win fights during the game. You actually know how to fight. You're actually learning how to fight. You don't know how to fight, but you're weirdly good at it. And you don't know how to fight. I'm gonna say I am learning how to fight. I know some stuff, but I also broadly rely on some elements of dumb luck.
I want to say don't know how to fight, but weirdly good at it, but only because she came from a very big family.
Ooh.
With lots of constantly physically clashing siblings.
Oh, yeah. That do it.
Not in a, like, aggressive way, just in a very casually, like, smacking the shit out of each other for fun kind of way.
No, like cats. Yes, you're talking about cats.
Yes, yes. Yes, yeah.
Siblings just smacking each other like cats.
Yeah, she has some expectations is all of this. I don't know.
You remember that old video, that old audio clip on Tumblr? That's, this is what this image sounds like, and it's those frogs slapping each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm also going to say does not fight, but really good at it. And in her case, specifically because, you know, again, because of the thing where she's, you know, she wants to fuck up her hands, she's willing to hit really hard.
Ooh. That's pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Nice.
Hell yeah.
And, I'm going to say knows a little how to fight, is learning how to fight. Knows the basics, is prone to panicking a little.
Yeah, that would do that.
Ooh.
All right, I have my character's name. I am Sylvia Bohm. Thank you, Blazeball Name Generator.
Somebody tell me what I was broadcasting back in the day. What's on a corpo radio station in this world?
What's on a corpo radio station in this world? That's a great question, and I'm the GM, and I am free to answer that.
Stuff like sales, internal documents to...
Well, I was thinking more like in terms of like the megacities and residents of the megacities. It's still corporate approved radio.
Yeah. Do you know who Delilah is?
There was a song about her that was everywhere like 15 years ago.
Okay, I'm not talking about that. So like on certain NPR-ish radios, after a certain time of day, there's this lady called Delilah, and she just like I swear to God, you have heard her at some point, probably, but it's like she plays like adult contemporary jams and like she gives like advice to people and love life advice.
This sounds vaguely familiar.
I'm gonna see if I can dig it out.
I don't know that I've ever heard or seen this. Radio. I heard this woman's name or seen her face. Yes, I know radio.
Yeah, Delilah Renee. Yeah, adult contemporary. But she also does like Christian contemporary. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I was looking her up on YouTube and I got the name, I got the term air check. I think that might just be her code name.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Is Ivory too on the nose? My character.
It can be as on the nose as you want it to be.
Okay, I'm going to say it's Ivory.
Okay, there you go.
I thought we were staying away from noses. I'm just going to go with Jockey.
Sure.
Hey, what is...
What's up?
What step are we on now?
We're going to introduce our characters in a sec. And technically, okay. We already have, but...
We should do pronouns. I don't know if you want to do pronouns now or...
We should do pronouns now. We should do pronouns now.
Yeah.
Pronouns.
Yeah. Ivory, she, her.
Air check is she, they.
I'm sticking with the classic, she, it, till I die.
Jockey is she, her.
All right. So, yeah, we technically done the final step.
Well, let's see. Describe what the person to your right. What's fucking up?
Yes. Well, we're gonna do that in a second.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody, roll a d100. Because that way we're going to determine who is wholesome prison blues. Wow.
That's pretty good.
I'm not saying
I got arrested looking for my lost cat.
Jesus. Tile her Herden. Wow. That's really good. Fuck you. But that's really good.
Oh, holy shit.
And air check. Alright. I'm gonna roll and then odds we're gonna go high to low, then evens we're gonna go low to high. All right, we're going low to high. So, Jockey, what do you think is hot about Sylvia?
I think that honestly, she's kind of shallow. She's kind of shallow to begin with. She is fascinated by the scars. She doesn't realize that it's like in an emotional way.
Ooh.
Because right now it's just kind of a can't stop looking at them kind of thing.
Fair enough.
The scars and the missing finger.
Right. Okay. So you think that my wounds are kind of hot.
Yeah.
Hey, fair enough. Sylvia definitely wouldn't think it's hot. She's shaking in her boots, trying to not. You know, trying to put on a brave face.
Sure.
All right. What do I think about Ivory? What do I think about Ivory? I think the fact that you are in this metamorphic state between, like, fancy little prisoner and, like, eventually becoming hardened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's, like, enjoying the fact that you are here on display and ready to, like, fight. And she's gonna get to remember this part of your journey and be part of this. Even if you're not really focusing on that, like, you're more focused on, like, the process more than anything else, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense.
All right, Ivory. What do you think is hot about Aircheck?
I mean, I think Aircheck has a just has a nice voice. You know, like whatever. You know, whatever mood, whether you know she's just kind of talking normally, whether she's, you know, kind of Ooh. Yelling or shouting or grunting in the middle of a fight. Anything that's going on? Is she?
That's good.
Voice. Yeah, good voice.
That's good.
Sure. Ivory, what do you think is? Sorry, not Ivory. Aircheck, what do you think is hot about Jockey?
I think when she gets into the ring, there's like something real sort of feral in her eyes that she may not know about.
Nice.
Like, you lock eyes with her when you start the fight and she's just kind of really scary for a second.
Yeah, there's that moment where she like locks in.
Yeah.
Even though she's like really scared of doing this. Hey, that's great, honestly. All right, I'm going to set up a list real quick. All right, I'm going to just scoot this down. So we can take a list, so we can take track of who got hurt. Is that Neferpitu from Hunter x Hunter?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm. I'm not here to judge. I just want a confirmation. I'm not here to judge, I just want a confirmation that's Neferpitu from Hunter x Hunter. You posted in the chat.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to go with 4, and then if we want to push it to 5, or do we want to start with 5 and then dial it back if it's taking a bit?
Let's start with 4 and see how we're doing.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Rules. If you're challenged, you accept. A challenge is a compliment. We're not here to bully or intimidate each other. A challenge is always a gesture of respect. We care about each other. We fight without weapons. And we don't ever intentionally target vulnerable spots like the throat or groin or do anything that might cause permanent damage, like go for the knees or eyes. We know when to stop. A fight ends immediately when somebody taps out or submits or when one of the fighters can't defend themselves. We're going to do chaos tokens, too. How's that sound?
Sure.
Yep. Sounds okay to me.
Rules for chaos tokens and cooldown tokens are... on page 10, every player starts play with one chaos token. You can spend your chaos token to add or subtract one from any die roll that involves you. That is, if it's your roll or someone else's rolling to fight you. If the other person agrees, you can't use a chaos token to make a roll lower than 1 or higher than 6. And then when you do that, you say what messy emotion affected the fight and how. And then we also have cooldown tokens. After any fight, you can spend your cooldown token to zoom in on the moments after the fight more in detail. The two players involved in the fight work together, describe how they connect after the fight in a brief vignette. As simple or as complex as you want to be. And don't forget, a fight is a fight. It's the entire fight. It's not necessarily going back and forth trading blows. There's some elements of that, but, you know. All right. Do we want to do a turn order? Or do we just want to challenge each other willy-nilly?
Is this... Have there been fights before this? Or is this the start of the Knights Club?
I think you reserve it on a... I think it's like a West Marches sort of thing in the sense that like you reserve the room and whoever signs up and that's who fights.
Oh, I don't mean like first ever. I mean like of the evening are our fights that we're doing right now the first of.
I think it's just between the four of us.
Oh, okay.
I don't necessarily think we're doing it in front of a crowd. Unless you all want a crowd environment.
I thought at least a couple of other combatants that, you know, that are there to fight, but we don't fight, and maybe some people who are just watching, but not like a huge, like, you know, bleachers full of people, no.
How do y'all feel about that?
That works. I'm thinking, yeah.
Like half a dozen other people? I don't know.
I'm thinking this like a fighting game background where there's just like some dudes watching.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. What time of day is it?
Early evening or so, like after business has wound down for the day.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so we're on the storage room.
Time for drinking after.
There you go. We're on the storage room. Like, the AC is still on, but we're probably going to have to shut it off after a bit, because it'll, even though we're going to work up a sweat, it's going to probably get a little too cold in here. Handful of people.
We don't turn it back on until the fights are over and we all fucking freeze.
Exactly. A handful of people who are waiting for their turn with the room are sitting and chilling to watch. And then there's just the regular crowd of people who, you know, will swing by and, you know, play fighting game background characters. Do we want to casually... do we want to officially challenge each other, or do we want to set up a turn order, or what?
I mean, the turn order the book suggests is whoever gets challenged is the one who chooses the next challenge. So, I mean, it would just be a matter of who goes first, I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'll challenge Ivory.
All right.
Get things started. By way of suggesting that someone just picks, I mean.
Yep.
We'll just go from there.
Sure. Yeah, Sylvia's going to pop a squat on the cooler. Just rub her hands, warm up, get ready to watch it. Right, you get to roll your d6. And I don't know, do you want to set the stage or anything?
Probably don't have too much of like a pre-fight thing to go through. It's just sort of, you know, the two of us walk out there, look, stand a distance away, nod and get to it. It's kind of like all jockeys thinking of doing anyway.
All right, you're not here for the pageantry. You're here to actually fucking fight. Go for it. Jockey, you get to roll the d6.
Oh. Fine.
You challenged.
5 or 6, I win decisively.
All right. Opponent gets one messed up, or you get one messed up and your opponent gets two at once.
I'm picking that one. Yeah.
All right.
I'll take a mess up. Jockey has this way that she almost inevitably starts a fight with, which is literally just walking up and kind of inviting some kind of swing. The problem for her is that she doesn't dodge it very well. And especially, I'm thinking, since it's Ivory, it's going to hurt like shit. But she kind of anticipates at least where to swing immediately after. And that's what really hurts. It's not a cross counter. It's literally just getting hit for the purpose of knowing where to swing back.
All right. How do you feel about that, Ivory?
I think it makes sense. Yep. So I guess, like, where do you hit me?
Like the stomach or the side, not really going too far back for the kidneys, but somewhere more towards the stomach, like with knuckles.
Okay.
Yeah, if you get too messed up at once, describe at least two outward signs and really sell it. If two characters get messed up at once, take turns describing the effects. So, I don't know, what's it look like for you to get hit in the stomach?
Well, okay, this is interesting. So I guess this is another kind of safety thing we should bring up at this point. How do we feel about vomit?
Vomit, no. Losing a mouthful of drool, yes.
Okay.
How does everybody else feel about that?
That works.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I think, everybody gets hit hard in the stomach. She kind of like immediately kind of drops her knees and makes like a really horrible cat hacking up the largest hairball you've seen in your life sound. And big old glob spit comes out. And then, she kind of, slowly gets up and probably cut her on the rib a little bit too. So she's starting to get a big kind of black and blue bruise on, on kind of the side on her ribs.
Oof.
Yeah.
All right, Jockey, you got hit as well. You got hit very hard as well.
I think she took it on, like, it was supposed. I want to say instead, she sort of like caught it on her bicep, not in a good way. Hmm. So, like, she has to shake out her arm, and the bruise looks like it's going to be there for a while, but she can still, like, put her hands up after.
All right, bruised bicep and numb arm. That makes a lot of sense. All right, after your challenge, you get to issue the next challenge to someone who hasn't fought yet this round. So, Ivory, who are you fighting?
I will fight Sylvia.
All right, Sylvia's going to stance up, get up off the drink cooler, walk into the ring, kind of just like tap her hand over her heart and, make a bring it gesture.
Okay. And Ivory will bring it. 3. So that is, I think it's like, I think that's a,
we trade blow for blow.
Yeah.
We work together to describe how you both take the punishment. Maybe there's no clear winner, or maybe there is, but either way, it's a good fight.
So I think, after losing to Jockey, Ivory's kind of riled up now. So she's like, she comes in like, I think she takes a swing at the jaw, I think.
Ooh, that's good. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Because especially, aren't you shorter than me?
I think so. Yeah, she's pretty small. She's pretty short. So she's in kind of a big old overhand swing, probably.
Just means you've got further to fall.
Yeah, no. All right, I know how this kind of turns to a little bit of a stalemate. So Sylvia has noticed that you've been taking like hits on the side and hits on the chest. And you took some pretty gnarly ones, so she doesn't necessarily want to keep working those weak spots. So instead, what she does is, as you're swinging at her chin, and you are, like, glancing her chin. You are, like, hitting her chin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say you definitely like, give her, like, a split lip over this, because she has to, like, adjust her face in order for this. But what she does is she makes a fist, and she intentionally hits your shoulders in order to, like, stymie you from, like, properly hitting her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like introducing counterforce to the swings that you're throwing at her, and they're not the most elegant thing in the world, but it's very clear that like the two of you stance up like this, you're kind of just fighting to a stalemate.
Yeah.
Sylvie's gonna scoot back and just like shake her head and be like, all right, now we gotta take a breather. We gotta try something different. And she's just gonna lick like her bloody lip.
Mm-hmm.
jockey is just staring raptly at Sylvia from the sidelines now.
So I think like the hits to the shoulder wasn't really kind of the or that's not what kind of caused the that were sign of damage to Ivory. I think she kind of like she cut, you know, when she hit you know, when she hit Sylvia, she kind of cut her middle finger at kind of a bad angle. So it's jammed, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. All right, I'm next. I get the challenge.
Oh, nobody's wearing jewelry, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
To, like, punch each other? No.
Well, also, if, like, anybody has face piercings, I don't know.
No.
Nobody described those, and I think those are pretty well off or out of, you know.
All right. Sorry. I literally didn't think of it until now, but I, yeah.
All right. I get to challenge Aircheck.
All right.
Because Aircheck hasn't gone yet.
I have not. So Aircheck gets up from, she's probably leaned up against something in the back. She approaches the center, pulls her glasses off, sets them somewhere safe, and just gives you a surprisingly polite answer. This is just ready when you are.
Yeah, all right, let's see what you're working with, Aircheck. Stances up, kind of like boxer-ish, but like I've seen boxers on TV style. All right, let's roll this.
All right.
That's a 4. Trading blows again. Tempting. But I could also up the ante and use my chaos token.
You could. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think I know what I want to do.
Okay.
Even the odds. How okay are you with me fighting a bit dirty?
I think that is totally fine.
You keep your hair in a bun, right?
Yeah.
All right. I would say it kind of like starts. I know how this works. Ready when you are, and like I do some feints, and I let you come in with the punches. I let you come in to hit me where you're gonna hit me.
All right.
And then as you're doing that, just I go for a feint punch. I reach out and I grab you by the bun. And I just rocket my fist out and jab you in the face.
Just boom, straight shot?
Yeah, just like I'm holding the target still. I put all my weight behind a punch and just bam across the cheek.
All right, so that is the 2 harm then?
Are
you messed up?
Yes, and also I hold onto your hair as I hit you. So I don't let you drop.
Ah, okay.
And then after, like, that's done, and after it's very clear, like, I've left you reeling, I then release you, and I make sure, okay, I'm putting you back on the ground.
From how high?
However high up I held you.
Oof.
So where did you hit me?
I think she got like an okay tap in on the jaw, not enough for like serious harm.
Ooh, alright, fair enough.
Just enough to let you know she means business.
People keep working my face. Alright, I'm gonna go for like big shiner on my cheek. Just okay. like it's literally already shining. It's you hit me and then just bam, there is a bruise there now. And I'm like, ow, fuck. Ow.
Alright, and so Aircheck's hair is messed up after this. Like the bun is gone.
Yeah.
So she looks like a mess. Her nose is not broken, but it is bleeding, okay?
Yeah. Do you want me to spend a cooldown token?
If you would like to. I don't immediately have anything for that, but...
I know what I want to do. Sure. So the reason I did the chaos token is because like I saw my opportunity to just like get my hands on you and just like grab you, and I really just wanted to take the opportunity to just fucking grab you by the hair, for whatever reasons that Sylvia wanted to do that to another woman, and then it's just like. Immediately after I rock you in the face and I notice your nose is bleeding, I'm just like, oh shit, your nose is bleeding, hold on. And like I'm getting like paper towels and like I'm tearing off the little scraps of paper towels, and it's like, okay, I know you're here to like try to get used to fighting. That wasn't too much, was it? Are you all right?
I'll live, thanks.
Yeah, just bundling them up, you know, just putting them in your nose, catching the blood. Yeah, I know, but like, I probably should have gone a little bit lower because you're not wearing your glasses right now. I didn't want to go easy on you.
No, I don't want you going easy on me.
Okay.
That's the point of me being there. I need to be ready for this kind of thing.
Yeah, okay, I just want to make sure.
Cheap shot, though. Didn't feel as bad as I thought it would with the hair thing.
Yeah, well, you know, next time, probably put your hair down. You're cuter with that anyway.
Noted, Sylvia. She grins at you at that, through the mess on her face. She's not, like, super upset. And I think it is me up next, then. All right, so after she has taken a minute to stop bleeding quite as profusely, she's gonna call up Jockey.
Yeah, she expected that. And she's also more than happy to scramble in and square up.
All right, see how this goes. Four. I'm trying to think if I want to use a chaos token or not here.
I'd be all right with it. By all means. Go for five is a fun result.
All right. I will take the five. I will go ahead and just give straight one harm here. Mm. I think after... She's not like... super upset about that. If she's angry at anybody, Aircheck is angry at herself for letting herself get caught like that. So her approach is pretty careful. It's measured. She's a little more defensive. She lands a few decent shots. I think the knockdown blow is a solid, like, stomach hit.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that Jockey was 100% starting things, going easy on Aircheck after watching the last fight. Did not switch to, oh shit, no, wait, we're serious again, fast enough. And was way too far behind by the time she could really mount any kind of defense and just completely earned the blow right back to her stomach. Yeah. Can I use a cooldown token after?
Yeah.
Yeah, after any fight. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't like on your turn. Okay.
Oh, no, if I could do, like, after this fight, maybe before I do the next challenge.
Yeah.
Just sort of like, hey, Aircheck.
Yeah, right?
That was a great punch. I I did not think you still had that in you, and I have learned my fucking lesson.
Yeah, you're okay? You're sure?
Oh, yeah. She stands up, cracks her back, cracks it a lot. No, I'm fine. Wincing visibly. Good show out there.
Thank you.
Probably just like a fist bump before she goes out to pick next.
Yeah, she fist bumps. She pats you on the back as she steps back to the corner she's been watching in.
Let's see. Yeah, it's about time is it picking on Sylvia if I make Sylvia go again?
No.
Or fight Ivory again?
No, you're giving Ivory a little bit of a break.
It's perfectly fine. Jockey nod, stares over at Sylvia for a few seconds and then remembers to nod to call her in. She remembers that she's supposed to be seen staring.
Yeah. No, Sylvie gets up. Sylvie keeps using the fucking cooler as a seat. It's a little bit annoying. She just kind of gets up again. And she's like, well, you're not going to use your words? You're just going to nod at me?
Well, I thought you were feeling sensitive, and that's why you're chilling your ass over there.
Yeah, and I thought you were fucking Scout. I thought you were just going to, like, use your words and tell me shit. Come on. But she gets up. She, you know, she gets in the ring. She puts her hands up.
Jockey expected her to get a lot madder at that. And just kind of flustered that she didn't. But then remembers, oh, right, this is a fight. What are we doing? So let's see. Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with the 2 damage, 1 damage back again.
All right. Big question. Do we want to go to 5?
I think we can go to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We've got time, I think.
Sure.
I mean, that might be one more fight anyway. So.
That might be one more fight, but we'll see.
What was it? Are you, how do you feel about chokeholds?
Ooh. I think a chokehold until I tap out is pretty fun.
Like, not particularly artful, just sort of dropping, the pretense of, blow to blow, moment to moment, you know, boxing and just scrambling in for a nothing like textbook or good or anything. But
all right, we got to figure out the position because that's important for how I'm gonna just like keep hitting you as you try to chokehold me.
What's the one where you are like they're bent forward and you're leaning over their head? You know what I mean?
Let's Google bent forward chokeholds.
I'm sorry. I don't know what these are called.
No, like a guillotine, like a guillotine choke. Hold on. I got a reference issue. I got a reference image.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Yeah, I think you're going to punch me. Instead, you put me in a guillotine choke.
Yep. And just hold on until you stop punching. Or tap out, of course.
But yeah, like, that's true. How much taller? I'm taller than you, right?
Yes.
All right, cool.
I think I just kind of went for something at the knee or like lower. Ooh. And while you were staggered, I just jumped.
Oh, God.
Just do it while you're fucking startled and land extremely carefully and then start squeezing.
Yeah. Oh god, I'm trying to figure out how, like... Yeah, all right, so if I'm on a front choke, I am just savagely punching you in the solar plexus.
Yep.
Just bam, 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 bam. And then it's like, all right, I'm starting to pass out, and then I just start tapping.
Yeah, she lets it go. And after the first tap, just relieved to let go.
Oh god, so I've got like a huge...
Because she's... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, like, she's got this huge fucking shiner on her stomach that looks like she got shot through a plate carrier or something.
Oh, that's really fucking... I love it. So I've got... You were, like, actually way more effective with the guillotine choke than you thought you were. So I've got, a combination, like... So it looks like I've got like a breath play bruise, but with like a little bit of more of like a fucking like more texture to it, in the sense of just like skin to skin burn. In addition,
yeah, I know kung fu.
Yes. So it's like a combination.
I trained with Carradine.
Oh god. Yeah, so it's like a combination like bruise on my neck and also just like skin rash from like friction.
Yeah,
but also like my face is just like red, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've been temporarily Alex Jones.
Yeah, my nose is like running really hard, my eyes are like watering, and I'm just like, all right, I guess we're gonna fucking pull little snacks. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna say it's not effective, good fucking god, but like, Jesus, Chucky.
Look, I she's hasn't actually apologized and refused and will not do so. I saw my opening and I took it. You know, I made the opening. I saw what happened after, and yeah.
No, well done. I'm fucking, thank you for letting me go when I tapped out, but also fucking Jesus.
No, we'll go for gotta remember to go for the kidneys.
I don't want to permanently disable you. That's why I hit you in the solar plexus.
I know. I just mean, it's like a survival thing.
Yeah, I'll work the kidneys if I need to kill someone.
Well, they fight as badly as I do. You might.
All right. I guess I get to challenge Ivory. This might be the last fight.
Yep. I'm not going soft on you just because you got your ass kicked. So let's go.
Oh, them's fighting words, Missy.
Well, it's a good thing we're fighting.
You know when stage backgrounds have, like, stages themselves of activity? Mm-hmm. We bumped up a bit.
I'll bet. All right. Please give me a higher roll. Fuck. Well, trade. Mm-hmm.
Wait, doesn't that take you out?
Yeah, this will ultimately take me out, yes. But we do still train a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. How does this look? Am I coming at you and you're responding, or are you coming at me and I'm responding?
I think... Ivory's a charge at her opponent kind of girl, so I imagine I'd be coming at you.
Yeah, all right, that makes a lot of sense. I think that... Oh god, are you gonna come at me like head down? Are you gonna come at me like a football attack, or are you gonna come at me just for like a grapple?
Head down, I think.
Ooh, so you're gonna football tackle me. That's mm-hmm. rough. Yeah, all right. I go down hard because hard for me to see. My eyes are watering. I just go down hard. So you got me on the floor. And I think it just becomes like a mutual grapple at that point. I think maybe I'm thinking it's my turn to put you in a choke or put somebody in a choke. Let's Google floor grapples. Yeah, this classic. Thank you, MMA. I think this is ultimately how we end up, like, one of us behind the other.
Snuggling.
And... what's up?
Spicy snuggling.
Literally spicy snuggling. Like, I go down, but then we roll and just, like, fucking... I think the big thing is I take the hit hard. Oh, I know what it is. I hit the ground and I dislocate one of my shoulders.
Oh.
And with the other arm, it's just... with the other arm with my legs, I just wrap my legs around like your midsection and I put an arm across your neck and I'm just holding you until you tap out or like somebody tells me to stop. Mm-hmm. So do you tap out or does somebody have to tell me to stop?
I think someone would probably tell you to stop. I think Ivory kind of sees... the arm is not looking good, so she thinks she can wiggle her way out of this and win somehow. And like you know, when they tell her start, and you know when they tell you to stop, she's like, "Oh, bullshit! I had her right where I wanted her."
Yeah. All right. So, is it a NPC or is it one of the others? Is it Jockey or air check?
I am perfectly fine stepping in and trying to call that one.
Yeah, I will absolutely let go of your neck. And then just probably like collapse onto the floor, especially because I have hit 5. I choose an option from the list below. If more than one character gains or less, messed up at once, you each choose. Yeah, I struggle for a moment to recover, and y'all have to help me out. Somebody's going to have to pop my arm back into place.
All right. I used to work for a corporation. I probably have some basic first aid training. So I can do that. It's not going to be pleasant.
Well, it's as long as you get it back in there, I can always just go to the med bay, and I'm just like... But I'm not saying any of this coherently. There's just a lot of, like, really hard seething through my teeth.
All right, Sylvia, we're gonna go wake up Seed. He's gonna be annoyed, but whatever, he'll live.
Just a lot of noises, and doing my best to, like, kind of, like, roll my shoulder and make sure that it's, like, now more back in place, but it kind of twinges. I'm like, ow!
Please don't do that right now, Sylvia.
I can't help it. It's like a fucking sore tooth.
You shouldn't poke at those either.
I know. You all okay?
Never better.
I mean, yeah. My bleeding stopped. I'm fine.
Never worse.
What about you guys?
I'm alright. I mean, but like... can y'all please take me to the med bay? I don't want to go alone.
Weird place to drink after, but I'm not averse.
Just make sure you're getting the right kind of alcohol. That's the only thing, but...
oh, God, yeah. Could you, like, bring me something from the cantina? Sylvie is immediately starting to get, like, whiny sick. She kind of sees...
Sylvia, are you dying? Are you going to die?
Maybe. You don't know. Maybe
I hit you harder than I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, probably, but...
look, people die at dislocated shoulders all the time.
My shoulder hurt.
My shoulder does hurt.
She eventually drifts back in and does not make the mistake of rubbing it, but pats her other shoulder. I know, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Alright, let's see what we can get you. That's cold and distracting from immense pain.
Thank you. It's a shame there's not a drink cooler in here.
Yeah, we should bring one in here.
Oh, wait, someone was sitting on it the whole time, so I forgot. Oh, well, let's get you to the med bay.
We could have made coffee at this point. Your hot ass.
You're all so mean to me.
What? Okay, she's delusional. We gotta get her to the med bay like yesterday.
Yeah. Come on, I'll carry her to med bay. Somebody get her something from the cantina.
No, we have to hike her onto all of our shoulders.
I am like taller than most of you.
Yeah, that's why the three of us have to do it like we're carrying a fucking telephone pole.
Yeah. All right, that's enough for today. We have to go to the med bay.
Let's all go to the med bay.
Yeah, let's all go to the med bay. All right, go around the table once more. Each player narrates a brief vignette about the character that takes place in the week following the Fight Club meeting. With permission, you can instead roleplay a brief scene involving the other characters on your turn. They still get their own turn to feature their character. Do we want to do it in like reverse order? Start with Aircheck.
Yeah. Okay. Find me. Yeah.
Sure.
So I think after Sylvia's comment, after getting punched, Aircheck is just, it's been a few days. She is staring at herself in the mirror. And she does the movie thing where like she lets her hair down and she suddenly gets like way hotter.
That's fair.
I think that's it. Like, people notice it at the comms bridge desk, whatever.
Yeah. You got messed up the least. Your big thing was like a self-revelation.
Yeah, I had a self-revelation about what my hair looks like and what it feels like when somebody pulls on it.
Many things to explore, perhaps. Yeah. All right, Ivory.
So I think it's like the next day at work in the mech bay. Ivory's got her, her finger bandage up, but like her middle finger's kind of wrapped to her. Yeah, it's splinted or like wrapped to her ring finger maybe, mm-hmm. And Gun shows like we have like a dozen systems coming in today, right? What the hell did you do to your hand? And I was just like, just practice the piano a little bit too hard, and then she winks at the camera. And that's it.
Fair enough. Sylvie, you got the worst of it. Split lip, shiner on my cheek, burns and bruises on my neck. My face is a lot better. I think my arm is definitely in a sling, just for the time being. So I'm back at the crafting bay. Alchemist is kind of peeved with me that I've been up to this sort of shit and I went as far as I did. And I'm just like sitting on a stool and I get stuck with like the scut work that I can only do really with one hand. So I'm doing like a lot of like paper sorting. I'm doing like a lot of paper stamping. I'm doing like a lot of secretary stuff and people are kind of just like making fun of me. Cause like, come on, you really got your arm hurt in such a way, like you were being careless fighting. But it's kind of just like every now and again, Sylvia kind of just looks at herself in like a reflective surface and she sees the lip and she sees the bruises. She just kind of like smiles. Cause she's watching it like fade away and maybe some other stuff will fade over time. And Jockey.
Jockey is the kind of covers most, well, actually all of the bruises. Well, the important one, the really bad ones, under her regular clothes when she's back on the bridge, but sits and acts and is on duty with the stiffness of, you know, you've pulled a muscle or you've had some injury and suddenly you're extremely aware of like every single movement that involves that muscle group.
Oh my God, like when I hurt my back a few weeks ago.
Exactly like that, except it's her abs and her arm.
Ooh.
Mostly the abs, but like finding ways to sit to try to give them a rest and then like jolting when a twinge happens wrong. But it's like she curses every time, but she's still like focused.
Ooh.
It's kind of like focusing for her.
Hmm. Hell yeah. And this is just what people get up to when they're on the Blue Beetle. You know?
Blue Bottle.
Blue Bottle.
Blue Bottle.
Don't sue us, DC, please.
Yeah, I have the feeling we're going to make that mistake several times over the course of this campaign. So.
Very likely.
The blooper bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's been drinking my sweat.
It sure was.
I like it. It's
although what? Not enough actual sweat drinking.
Yeah, I mean it's metaphorical.
Yeah. We could have if we wanted to, but it's
that's true. Up. But I'm not sure we all have that same sort of.
Who knows what happened in that chokehold?
Yeah. Yeah, so, we got any closing comments on this besides the regular run through?
I liked it.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very...
I like that.
No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I like the way that it's just sort of like something that you can, that nobody bats an eye at this just being a community thing.
Yeah.
Some people are just beating each other up and nobody's like worried about it or gives a shit. You know?
Yeah. And, you know, it's as intimate as you want it to be, but it's, I don't know. I like games that let you express your bodies and shit like that. So, you know.
Mm.
It's a nice way to like dick around with that sort of thing and also talk about like tone and comfort levels. So.
Yep.
Mm.
All right, cool.
I will say, I think just from all that, I think I got a pretty good read on all these characters, too. Like, we didn't, like, throw a ton into them, but they certainly are there.
Would enjoy keeping them around to the degree of just occasionally cutting to them in the bridge or wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we now have, like, this is the anime season. I mentioned this is the anime season.
Yeah, we've got a crew.
Yeah, we've got some characters that people can point to, like, and crouch on, so they'll be like, oh shit, there's Jockey. You know? Oh, there's Ivory. Yeah. Or like when the, what's their name? Like when Scoops is on the bridge, like plotting out a course, you see like Jockey and Aircheck just, they're in that front bridge bunny position, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Glad we got to bring the Blue Bottle to life a little bit more.
Hmm.
All right. Well, this has been the Coffin Club. This has been Drink My Sweat for the Salvage Union campaign. I will be linking information in the show notes. And I guess my final comment is, hey, Dora, I will stop playing this game when they pry it from my cold, dead hands. Keep the dream alive. In reverse alphabetical order, I will say, let's say goodnight, everybody, starting with Sophie.
Hi, it's been Sophie, she/her, playing Ivory, she/her. I guess at time of recording, Of the Devil 2, episode 2 came out a couple weeks back. It's good. I like it a lot. You should play Of the Devil. It's really good world building, I will say a lot. Like, you know, it's like, there's been like three, the equivalent of three Ace Attorney cases, and it's really kind of impressive, you know, how much they've been able to develop about that world setting that they're in. Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, they don't drag forever like Ace Attorney cases, I hope, because they're not meant for you to pick up and put down repeatedly on your DS.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I would say no, yeah.
Very good. Cool. Lavender.
Hi, this remains Lavender. I am tempted to talk about Seabed, which I am playing on Sophie's recommendation. But I think I'm a little too early yet. I feel like it is still holding a few things back on me, so I don't know if I can give it a great opinion just yet. But it is also, I made myself stop playing it for a day or two because it kept capturing my thoughts and I was just lying there thinking about it at night.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That is a fantastic visual novel. It is, I'm trying to think about talking about what I can say about it so far without giving too much away, because it starts throwing things at you pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It is a slowly paced game. It is a lot of small narrative details. But it also lays down, it is a Yuri mystery novel. So it introduces girls. The prologue chapter is it is intentionally sort of hard to place a chronological order on it. It is very dreamlike. Parts of it are very definitely not real and are hallucinated. That's a very big element of it, is the narrating character, or one of them, is experiencing hallucinations. And as a result, it is sort of hard to say which scenes have real people in them and which ones have the imagined versions of those people. Yeah. I feel like it's going to break my heart by the end of it, but I am absolutely in love with it so far. For a thing I can talk about a little more directly, I have finally gone back to play Zortch, which is Zortch, which is a throwback boomer shooter. There are a ton of those out there. This one is $5. It is directly sort of aimed at like the late 90s. This feels like this could be an N64 game or somebody's wild Quake 2 total conversion. It has a billion types of enemies. They're all very mobile. You get a ton of weapons and ammo. There's health everywhere, so you're constantly moving and refilling, and it just feels really nice to play. You have a lot of good movement. And it is $5.
Hell yeah.
I cannot stress that enough. This thing should be 20.
Yeah. Very cool.
But yeah, huge fan of that so far.
Mm-hmm. All right. And B.
This has been Bastion, Shide playing Jockey, she, her. I have probably brought up the Imperial Raj series at some point. I don't remember if I properly recommended it. The Ancillary Justice, Ancillary Sword, Ancillary Mercy. Fantastic series of books. I just read Translation State, which is the second of Anne Leckie's two standalone books in the same setting. And it's really, really good. And I think it's really funny because it's a story about several characters. They are very much books about, they're epic space gender operas. And one of the reviews that I saw after completing the book was complaining about a lack of editing because they didn't understand that they were using see her pronouns, S-I-E-H-I-R, and rated it 1 star for the sample, and I want to learn how to track down people like that and do horrible things to them.
All right, fair enough, honey.
I read I've been in Ancillary Justice. I haven't gotten to the other ones yet, but yeah, I like the Ancillary Justice.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's a great series.
Mm-hmm. All right. My name is Jess. My pronouns are still she, it. I played Sylvia for this. I have a recommendation. You should go listen to more jazz. You should go listen to more jazz. I had a thought, but then I lost it. So, if you want, like, I hate to phrase it this way. If you want, like, a good introduction to jazz, and I do not say this as anybody who really knows anything about jazz, you cannot go wrong with Herbie Hancock's Headhunters, which is jazz fusion and, like, jazz funk. It's really keen. I hate to phrase it that way. It's really keen. It's good music to just, like, let it wash over you, experience it, and just chill out and see how Hancock and his band are just handling playing music with a funk and rock twist. Yeah, a lot of people, I hate to phrase it this way, a lot of people kind of overlook jazz because they're just like, oh, you know, it's like men with saxophones and like drummers just kind of like going nuts. But there's a lot of different forms of jazz, and also jazz is kind of like historically kind of overlooked as like, you know, quote unquote black music. But it's deeply influential on a lot of different other forms of music and media. And if you're one of those people who's just like, I only listen to things that aren't country and rap, you can also stand to fucking listen to some jazz, you know?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Also, you should listen to some more country and rap if you're one of those people.
You really should listen to country and rap.
Yeah.
Country's coming back in a major queer way, especially in direct resistance to the dude rock rap machine that's been put up by Nashville. That's part of the American propaganda engine. I don't know if I mentioned this before. You should go listen to Orville Peck's Bronco.
Mm.
It's incredibly good. Or just go look.
We have to have recommended that before.
I would like to think so, but like specifically the album Bronco.
Mm.
I think I just recommended him in general. And there's a lot of queer influences that are like making their way back into folk music, folk rock, and country. What was that band I told you about, Lavender?
Just recently. Yes. Pigeon Pit?
Pigeon Pit. If you like explicitly queer, like folk country, Pigeon Pit. Check out Pigeon Pit.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I got one song and I was deeply in love.
Yeah. So I guess listen to more music by more marginalized performers. I know Herbie Hancock is like an established member of, you know, like electronic music and jazz at this point. But he very much historically wasn't, and also his fingers can be felt, like his fingerprints can be felt, you know, deep within the genre. Go revisit the people who were responsible for like laying the track that the trains later rolled on.
I actually will add to that real quick. Genuinely, look at Bandcamp front page articles.
Yes.
They're not always necessarily queer performers, but you will learn so much about so many genres that you may not necessarily be familiar with. Just listen to a couple sample tracks, grab an album or two if you like it. It turns out there's infinite good music out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That was the other band I wanted. That was the other thing I wanted to mention. But, fuck it. One last recommendation. So Austin Walker is absolutely right about the album Murmur, but it's spelled M-U-R-M-U-U-R-E because it's French. It is incredibly complex metal. I'm trying to remember specifically like what genre of metal it is, but it starts with like zitars. And then it just goes like full ambient in a lot of different places. There's so much different music out there that's really good, and it uses all sorts of different instruments. And don't fucking pigeonhole stuff by genre, because genre exists only to sell things within certain categories. Go listen to music.
Yeah.
Go listen to genre, music by marginalized makers.
Genre is a heritage of influences. They're not fixed at any real point. You will always find something you like.
Yep. And again, they're just market categories. Our website is thecoffin.club. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/the_coffin_club. Please review us on whatever podcast platform of choice you feel is applicable. Not Spotify. We're not on Spotify. Fuck Spotify. Tell people about the show. We spread the word of mouth. You know, we want our own little... I don't want to say we want our own little gang of sickos, but like, please be a sicko for the show if it's possible for you to be a sicko for the show. And our theme song is Take Your Away by Ladyfinger. Don't forget to tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex, and we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, everyone.